Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, yesterday was a monumental day, I guess, for the tax code with President Trump announcing his proposed plan with regards to changes. So today will be a tax policy show. So before you change your dial, just know that we're going to keep things very general and just kind of go over a couple of the highlights of what the plan says. But just bear in mind that none of this is law at this point in time.
Sure.
This is all just proposals. This will be bannered back and forth between Republicans, Democrats, and pundits alike for the next several months, I'm sure, and you'll get to hear words like budget reconciliation process and deficit neutral tax reform and dynamic scoring. Oh my.
But what a lot of people need to hear out there is about the standard deduction.
Oh yeah, definitely. Exactly right. So, you know, like I said, we're going to hit the high points today. Just three of the big changes that the plan calls for. The plan is basically 7 pages at this point in time, Ben.
Really?
Of just
pretty small. Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, general ideas, with some filling language in there. So, you know, a lot of the gaps are going to have to be filled in.
Yeah, 2,000 pages of regulation.
I'm sure. So just be mindful. But I think the basic tenets, are very similar to what we've discussed for, you know, the better part of the campaign season, all the way up through now. So I think it's interesting to see just how Trump's plan has kind of morphed and a lot of the central tenets have remained the same.
Okay. All right.
So first, the change was, of course, the big thing for one of, President Trump's, agenda is, reduce the corporate tax rate.
Right.
So
right.
We're going to go from a 35% rate down to a 20% rate.
Yeah, I know he had been talking about 15, but even 20 would be a huge improvement.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So he had been talking about 15, and I think that's interesting, Ben, to see if the president will even give a little bit of pushback, because bear in mind, when he announced this plan, it was with 6 of his, the Speaker of the House, Secretary of Treasury. I mean, things like that came up with these concepts. So will Trump even give a little bit of pushback here, since he was initially pushing for a 15% corporate tax rate? And then also one of the highlights, Speaker Ryan was calling for some, in order to make this deficit neutral, was calling for some taxes on some imports.
Right.
And so that way it would encourage businesses to bring their businesses back to the United States to avoid taxes on certain imports that came in. That has been eliminated from the 7-page outline.
Right.
So this is just a straight 20% corporate tax rate. Keep in mind, this is for our classic C corporations that are, again, the double taxation standard, where they're taxed at the entity level, the corporate level. That'd be the 20% tax. And then also you are taxed when the money passes out on your individual income tax return. So those are the corporations that we're speaking of with regards to this lessening of the 35% down to 20% rate.
Well, maybe Toyota was thinking of that a little bit. I mean, they announced, I think yesterday, they're going to actually make some parts in the U.S. instead of they've assembled the cars in the U.S. for some time, but now they're actually going to start making some of the parts here.
Yeah, and I would say of the central tenets that we're going to go over today, this is probably going to have the most bipartisan support, because I believe Republicans and Democrats alike, you know, recognize that in order to get business back in the United States, that there needs to be a reduction in the corporate tax rate.
Right.
So I think this is probably the one that you're going to hear about where both sides say we can agree that this rate needs to come down. So that's point number one. And you know, there'll be issues on both sides, but I would say that will garner bipartisan support.
Okay.
Change number two. A little bit more controversial, probably. We are going to change the tax rates, and we're going to go to a 3-rate system. We're going to go from a low of 12%, and then to 25, and then a top rate of 35%. So, you know, the controversial aspect of this, Ben, is that the lowest rate right now is 10%. So there's actually an increase on the lowest rate for taxes. So we go from a 10% rate at the bottom up to a 12% rate. And you know, people are going to say, oh gosh, here goes President Trump. He's going to raise taxes on the lowest income workers. But what does he do, you know, to fix that? Doubles the standard deduction.
Yeah. That, which is more than makes up for that.
More than makes up for that. Exactly.
Also, also though, that I think there's a increase in the number of people that would not even file at all.
Yes. Exactly right. Cause remember, you don't file if your income's below the.
So that bottom rate has moved up to where. About where that would be.
Exactly right. So, you know, the standard deduction currently is $6,350. That would increase to $12,700 for this particular year if this plan were in place. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind it's indexed for inflation. So this is only going to go up, you know, for the most part. And then the thing that's critical though, Ben, is that there's an elimination of the personal exemption.
Right.
So we go from a $4,050 personal exemption down to zero. So that's something that's, you know, that's important to mention because there is a tipping point here. And so, you know, don't be surprised if you hear some, you know, newscast mention that, oh, well, you know, there could be a situation where a large family could pay more under the Trump plan than, you know, under the current existing plan that we have in place. So the way that works is that you get dependent deductions, and those dependent deductions would be the $4,050 personal exemptions that we mentioned are going to be eliminated under the Trump proposal. So the way that, again, that's what you're probably going to hear is people say, okay, well, large families are going to have a problem with this plan. But the bottom line is that they're working on increased child tax credits.
Right.
And also another credit for just a, what's called a dependent credit, which is, we mentioned several times on here, where you could have an elderly parent potentially staying at your home who you can claim as a dependent. And they're going to, the plan that's kind of in place is to give a $500 credit per dependent, who's not your child. So there's going to be some other, you know, fleshing out of these plans to deal with the fact that, you know, there would be a situation under the Trump plan where if you had a large family, conceivably you could pay more tax.
Well,
inner credits, basically.
And the standard deduction increase, well, all those changes actually will probably change the number of people who itemize.
You're exactly right.
Some people won't need to itemize.
I'd heard last night they said that I think about 25, 30% itemize, and that will go down to in the ballpark of 5%.
Yeah, which will make the tax day a lot easier to fill out the form.
So, you know, that's interesting. And then we've got the,
to me, that has value.
Yeah.
I don't have to spend quite so much on software or tax preparation or anything else. If I could do that.
Exactly. And then we mentioned that the, so that with the bottom rate increasing from 10 to 12, that, you know, we're going to have some political commentary on that front.
Sure.
Also the top rate. We're at 39.6% right now with the top rate. That going down to 35%. You're obviously going to have some political commentary, with regards to that as well. And so what I will say is that there is a couple sentences in the 7-page outline of the tax proposal that deals with the top 1%. You know, that's kind of the tipping point. Democrats have mentioned that if the top 1% shows a substantial decrease in taxes under the Trump plan, they simply will not vote for the plan.
Right.
So one of the things that they've made kind of an asterisk caveat to say that we can potentially adjust the top rate of the 1%. So, you know, hypothetically speaking, if they recognize that the top 1% are getting a huge boon from the fact that the top rate's going from 39.6 to 35%, there could be a special top rate, meaning that for, you know, high income earners, we have a 40% rate or, you know, a 39, it stays at 39.6%. But they've put this in there, and what that's done, Ben, is just allow them to adjust, you know, and give them maybe some political capital at some point in time to make that concession.
But the truth is, the people at that end of income, it's not wage income any longer.
You know,
it's usually investment income.
So, I mean, you know, that's, yeah, that's a good point.
But the other part is that if it brings other businesses back into the U.S., it brings capital back into the U.S., it also brings their salaries.
That's right.
Sometimes their salaries are not based in the U.S.
You're exactly right.
So
I totally agree with you. And I think that, again, You're going to hear this bantered about. I'm trying to hit the high points and tell you this is what the future is going to hold when you hear about, right, you know, tax reform, and some of the issues that get brought up. The final prong is a reduction of the tax on S corps, partnerships, and sole proprietorships to 25%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, currently these are what we call pass through entities. So the business will make money, and then the individual report the money that the business makes on their personal returns.
S-corps,
yes. Yep, S-corps, pass-through, partnership, same thing, pass-through taxation. You file an income tax return for the business itself, but the ultimate tax is paid on the individual level. And so here we go. Now we're saying forget about the graduated tax, you know, tax rates, mm-hmm, the 12, the 25, and the 35 that I just went over. That would be excluded if you have this type of income from S-corps, partnerships, sole proprietorships. Now we're talking about a 25% flat tax, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is going to get interesting because this is where I could see the most, possibility for individuals to set these entities up potentially to try to take advantage of these particular laws.
Well, most businesses, you know, are S-corps, aren't they? I mean, or yeah, partnerships. I mean, small businesses run the world, really.
Yeah. So. But I mean, the interesting thing is going to be, Ben, is that, you know, when you get into the plan is that our salary is going to be taxed at a different rate versus money that comes from the business itself.
Yeah.
You know, you just get some sticky situations. They're talking about saying that service businesses are not going to be included under this 25% rate. So lawyers would be stuck paying the graduated rates. So this is going to be one of the most interesting ones to follow.
All right. It sounds like it's going to keep you employed for a while.
That's right.
All right. Find out more if you want to with HarbellandCollins.com.